Hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
George and Michelle here.
Yeah.
And it's been forever since I've done a boo. I realize this, but this is a special occasion. I finally... we're going to boo about something we want to share with our audio boo community, and this is good.
Yes.
This is good.
Something we've wanted to do for a long time.
Yes, it's a goal achieved, you might say.
Yes.
Kind of been putting away or, well, what have you. And we've been thinking about this, and me being me, kind of hemming and hawing because I don't know if I need it, and wondering if I'd really use it, being overly practical.
Mm-hmm.
But basically what it is we both came home today with iPads.
Yep. Fourth generation.
Fourth generation. Honestly, I've seen these before, and actually caught myself ogling. They have one at the Carrot where I volunteer as a point of entry. It's the first generation, but I was actually looking at that and saying, you know, that kind of might not be too bad. So I have to open these up and then look inside, see what all comes in the box.
Yep.
Some of you already know it because you already own these things, but
yeah. This
is new to us.
Exactly.
So we're sharing our experience. I personally want to get into GarageBand. My 3GS can barely work GarageBand, and that was way back when. I finally quit trying to use it on GarageBand because it just labored so badly.
Exactly. We'll open it up.
Yeah, I've already pulled the top off, so Hetty, I'll wait for you.
No, I did that too. I just said we opened it up.
Yep.
And
there's the iPad takes over the whole top of the box.
Yep.
Now, how to get it out carefully?
I just went and tipped it towards my hand.
That's what I'm doing. There it comes. There's a bit of heft to it.
Mm-hmm.
The backs of these are all metal, it looks like.
Which I like.
Yes, very sturdy.
And so, when we got these, we were really blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were...
He was right.
What?
That is the Lightning. The new one just has an itty-bitty little slot that's maybe 3/4 of an inch long and maybe 1/8 of an inch wide. It's really small. It's where the charger and dock and what have you fit in there. It's what they call Lightning. It's the new word. It's basically the power supply.
Yeah. And by the way, they must have had to do something. Because I accidentally had hit the home key.
Yep.
And mine lights up.
Well, that is the case on an iPhone, too. Anyway.
Yeah, but we didn't have to hit the main reset key.
That looks like paper or instructions.
Yeah.
This is a big tray.
Mm-hmm.
That is basically the whole box for this. And there's a box within the tray, which I'm not sure what that is. It's a little, almost cube-shaped box.
It's your wall wart. But I'm not sure where our
cables are.
Oh, they're under the little paper thing that I think...
Oh, yes, I see it. There's a little oval detent in the tray that's about an inch wide by 3 inches long. Those of you who are metric, please do your own conversions. I don't know how to help you.
So
it's a joyous occasion for us. We've been planning on this for Michelle's been planning on it for quite a while.
Years.
Me, I've been hemming and hawing and getting there's a lot of reasons into it. There's a lot of processor stuff that I kinda wanna do. Apple related, and I can't quite commit to a MacBook per se, so I'm hoping I can get somewhere with this.
So I think that's the quick start guide. I'm not totally sure.
Yes, I would believe that it would be.
But I wouldn't even worry about it. On the screen, we have messages, FaceTime.
Oh. FaceTime, hey.
Yeah. Photos.
Mm-hmm.
Camera.
Mm-hmm.
Maps, like Google Maps.
Ah.
Clock, phone booth, or photo booth, don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, no idea.
a calendar, contacts,
okay,
notes, reminders,
mm,
newsstand, iTunes, mm, App Store, Game Center, settings, and then there's four on the very bottom, and that's your Safari, mail, videos, and music.
Really? Okay. Yeah, because I'm trying to remember what they are on our iPhones now that I'm thinking about it. I never... You got...
and also, too, we have another app called Connect Pro, which I don't know anything about.
I wonder if that's to do with our...
I wonder. For with our warranty plan.
Right, because, yeah, we got a extended warranty with these.
Mm-hmm.
We were really blessed. We got discounted. These things were on sale, which was a final sort of nudge to get them.
Yeah, it wasn't much. It was like $20 off, but yeah, still.
On top of that, we got discounted for cases for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we got an extended warranty that covers just about anything you could imagine going wrong with this, including viruses. There is apparently one that Apple products are prone to, so just to let everyone know out there. Not to get alarmed about it. I don't know much about it, but all I know is that we're covered should we get it. It'll be removed.
They can actually, with this Connect Pro app, they can actually remotely do anything. Like if this crashed, for whatever reason.
Yeah, or it needs a tune-up. Or mm-hmm. Apparently they can do that. They can do a tune-up on these things.
Yeah.
My ignorance is showing. I've got a lot to learn. I know that much.
Me too. I'm like... I can hardly believe that this isn't actually in my hand. I just, like,
you know. I can't wait to get this going enough and then maybe do a boo.
Yeah.
At some point with it.
So.
But I think we'll have to explore so that we can know a little bit more about what we're doing so we can talk about it more.
Yeah,
but exactly. We just thought I'd share our joyous news with those on Audioboo.
Exactly.
So anyway, take care, everybody.
May your journeys be safe. Take care and God bless.
Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Bye.
Hi, everybody. Just thought I'd chime back in here with one little detail. I'll probably have to figure this out anyways, but if anybody knows quickly offhand how to get that you're supposed to be able to set these up voiceover-wise without sighted assistance. And we talked to them at Future Shop, which is where we got purchased these, and nobody seemed to know about it much.
Oh, I bet you I know why.
So, I'm not sure. If there's a trick, Michelle might have found it. So maybe
someone, because they had to put that app on. That's why.
That's why what?
We aren't getting you're not going to be able to do it, to do the voiceover assistance, because they had to put on the app. So they went through the setup for you.
Oh, crap.
That's why.
Yeah, I suppose if you went through this, well, maybe disregard them. Because they did the setup, which, oh well. A minor inconvenience, I'll just have Michelle do it. Anyways, thanks for listening. Take care.